Welcome this morning to All Nations Sanctuary.
今天早上欢迎你们来到万国圣殿。
It's a church with a dynamic difference.
这是一个不同层面的教会。
God has been moving in our house.
神在我们家中运行。
The church has been supernaturally blessed.
教会呢超自然的蒙福。
So it's great to share with you all the things that God has blessed us with that you might know that we are here to serve the community.
所以很高兴能够跟你们分享神所祝福给我们的，让你们知道我们在这里呢是要祝福我们的社区。
All right, every one of us are ready for the word.
都准备好领受神的话语了吗？
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 4.
罗马书的第八章第一节到第四节。
I believe the Holy Spirit is coming afresh upon our nation.
我相信呢，圣灵要大大在我们国家运行。
And our hearts and ears must be open to what is about to happen.
Romans 8, verse 1
to verse 4.
罗马书第八章第一到第四节。
Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was, through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。It is
the law of the Spirit of life.
这乃是呢赐生命圣灵跟圣灵的律。That
has power to set us free.
能够释放我们。
It is a law in the heavens.
就是在天堂的律。
It's a law in the heavens.
就是在天堂天上的律。
It's applicable on the earth.
乃是在地上的。
And it overrules the laws of darkness.
能够胜过一切的黑暗的律。
It's a law.
乃是一个法律来的。
And you cannot challenge it because it's given by the lawgiver.
你不能够挑战它，因为乃是被神所赐给的。
When the Holy Spirit was sent,
当圣灵被差遣进来的时候,
to arrest the darkness that is in Genesis chapter 1,
能够呢击破一切的黑暗的势力，在创世纪第一章提到的,
the Lord sent the Holy Spirit to arrest the work of the enemy.
神差遣圣灵呢来击败一切敌人的力量。
The Bible says the earth was void and darkness had filled the whole place.
这里简单，那时候地上一片混沌，一片平面黑暗。
I want you to believe God that every dark place that is in your life will be recreated. God will take away the power of darkness and domain of darkness in your life.
我要你相信神的一切你在生命中黑暗的东西，神都要除去。
So the law of the Spirit of life,
所以呢，赐生命的律，
sets us free.
能够使我们得释放，得自由。
So if you practice the law of the Spirit of life,
如果你操练的是生命的律,
you'll be free.
你将会得释放,
free from condemnation,
从各种的罪恶的谴责,
free from sickness,
从各种的疾病,
free from disease,
从各种的病菌,
because the Holy Spirit,
因为圣灵,
wants to raise you up as an overcomer.
要兴起你成为一个得胜者。
The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8,
圣经告诉我们在罗马书第八章,
verse 28 onwards,
第28节开始,
and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those whom He foreknew, He predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
God has a plan.
所以神有一个计划。
The plan is to have the Holy Spirit as your guide and counselor and teacher.
这个计划呢，就使得圣灵呢成为你的导师，成为你的引导者。
The Bible says He has planned right from the beginning of time.
从一开始呢，神就有了这个计划。
He called us.
他呼召了我们。
He justified us.
他使到我们称义。
He glorified us.
他使到我们得荣耀。
Bible says, what then shall we say to these things?
我们能够再说什么呢？
If God is for us, who is against us?
如果神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
No weapon formed against us can prosper.
那些抵挡我们的武器呢，必不亨通。
So God did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up over for all of us, so that He will not also with Him freely give you all things.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？
Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
Who is the one who condemns?
谁能定他们的罪呢？
Jesus Christ is He who died, yes, rather was raised, who is at the right hand of God who intercedes for us.
有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，如今在神的右边。
When Jesus was exalted at the right hand of God,
当耶稣被高举在神的右边，
He received the promise of the Father.
他领受了神的应许。
The promise of the Father is the Holy Spirit.
神的应许就是圣灵。
Acts chapter 2,
使徒行传的第二章。
The Bible is very clear.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
That Jesus is both Lord and Christ.
耶稣乃是主，还有基督。
The book of Acts chapter 2,
使徒行传第二章。
And verse 32 and 33.
32跟33节
This Jesus, God raised him up again, to which we are all witnesses.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
Having therefore been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus poured out for this which you both see and hear.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵。就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Jesus will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
耶稣用圣灵跟火跟我们施洗。
I believe that the outpouring is coming very soon. The final outpouring that will bring in the harvest and the manifestation of the sons of God upon planet Earth.
我相信神最后的倾倒呢，要把圣灵最后倾倒，很快的就要降临下来。
We're talking about a law that cannot be changed.
我们讲到了不能够改变的这个。
This Jesus God raised up again to which we are all witnesses.
这个耶稣神所兴起的，我们就是他为他做的见证。
He is exalted at the right hand of God.
他被高举在神的右手边。
Received the promise of the Father.
从父那里领受了所应许的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
So that we, you and I can have the freedom to be taught by the Spirit of God.
让你跟我呢有这个自由，能够被圣灵所教导。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马，再回去看罗马书第八章。
We want the Holy Spirit to fill our lives.
我们要圣灵充满我们的生命。
And we become participants in the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们在这圣灵最后的倾倒呢，能够成为参与者。
Some call it revival.
有些人把它称为呢复兴。
Others call it reformation.
有些人把它称为革命改革。
Some call it transformation.
有些人把它称为转型。
Whatever you give to it is the Holy Spirit who's in charge.
不论我们给他什么名称，乃是圣灵在掌权者。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
What Jesus did on the cross of Calvary and in his life and the ongoing ministry is to allow the law to function.
耶稣在十字架上所做的，还有他现在正在做的，使到这个法则、这个律能够继续的运行。
The Spirit of life, which is the Holy Spirit, he operates by law.
赐生命的律，就是借着圣灵所赐给的。
They are called governing principles.
这讲到了治政的原则。
So if we allow the Spirit of life to manifest within us, we become free.From the law of sin and death.
如果我们允许这个赐生命的力的这个圣灵在我们里面运行呢，我们就能够从最终得自由。
Let's see how this law is going to apply.
我们看这个法则怎样运行出来。
The Bible says in verse 3.
这里讲呢，在罗马书第八章第三节。
Romans 8 verse 3.
罗马书第八章的第三节。
What the law could not do, this the law of Moses could not do some things.
律法既因肉体软弱，有所不能行的。
What the law of Moses could not do，
这个摩西的律法所不能行的。
Weak as it was through the flesh，
因为肉体的软弱。
God did，
神能够做出来。
The law of Moses is not weak，
摩西的律法不是软弱的。
But is unable to clear the conscience of the worshippers，
但是呢，他不能够洁净呢那个敬拜者他们的良心。
So a new thing is in our mind，
所以有新的东西在我们的思维。
Because the requirement of the law requires someone sacrifice with blood.
因为这律法的条件呢，是要某一些人呢献上用血做保血祭。
So God lived in the Son.
所以神借着他的爱子。
And begin to manifest.
开始了彰显。
God did it.
神就做出来了。
Moses could not do it.
摩西不能够做出来。
The worshippers in the Old Testament could not come to a place of clear conscience.
旧约的敬拜者呢，不能够来到一个呢很清洁良心的地步。
But that has all changed because God sent His Son.
但是这些都改变了，因为神差遣他儿子。
In the likeness of the sinful flesh.
就是呢，有这个肉体肉身来到世上。
The Bible says, and He presented Himself as an offering for sin.
他成为肉身的形状，做了赎罪祭。
And condemned sin.
然后呢，定了罪的案。
So the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us.
第四节是律法的义呢，成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
In verse 21 of chapter 7,
在罗马书的第七章二十一节
，Paul said, "I find this principle that is evil is present in me."
保罗说
，The one who wants to do good.
我觉得有一个力，就是我与你为善的时候呢，我不能做。
For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man.
因为呢，我觉得我肢体中另有一个力和我心中的力交战。
But I see a different law in the members of my body.
但我觉得肢体中另有一个力和心中的力交战。
Waging war.
把我如气。
Against the law of my mind.
叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的力。
Making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
使到我呢，我能够不能够脱离这个罪。
Wretched man that I am.
他说我真是苦啊。
Who will set me free from the body of this death?
谁能救我脱离这起死的身体呢？
Thanks be to God through Jesus our Lord.
感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
On one hand, I find myself with my mind serving the law of God, but on the other, my flesh, the law of sin and death.
这样看来，我以内心顺服神的力，我肉体却顺服罪的力了。
I want to prophesy to you that the age of Sin is coming to an end.
我向你发预言说呢，这个罪的时代已经来到了终结。
The age of sin is being replaced by the age of righteousness.
罪恶的时代要被呢公义的时代所取代。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
That this is the beginning of the end.
这是呢最终的开始。
Of the sin age.
就是罪恶的时代的终结。
And the beginning of the age of righteousness.
还有公义时代的开始。
And God will complete that.
神会完成它。
Which you began in your life.
他在你生命中所开始的。
He will take you to the next level.
他带你去到另外一个阶层。
If you want to go to the next level without the devil, you must follow the Holy Spirit.
另外一个阶层是没有魔鬼的，可是你必须跟随圣灵。
Because when he moves,
因为当圣灵运行的时候，
nothing can stand in his way.
没有东西能够拦阻他。
The Bible says, when God said, "Let there be light," the Holy Spirit confirmed that word with signs, wonders, and miracles.
当神说要有光，圣灵借着神迹奇事使到它发生。
And God took 6 days to recreate the earth. The Holy Spirit was involved.
神花了六天的时间来重新创造这个世界。
He made man.
他就创造了人。
And breathed into his nostrils the spirit of life.
他就吹了一口气呢，在了人的身上，使到他们有生命。
That became the just requirement for Holy Spirit to work in a person.
使到那个人呢，能够使到圣灵能够在人身上动工。
When we are born again,
当我们重生的时候呢，
our spirit is recreated in the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus.
我们的灵呢也被重生了，借着主耶稣的形象重新被塑造。
Because God, from the foundation, before the foundation of the earth, had made a plan that you will receive the spirit of adoption and be saved, healed, and delivered, and become part of His family and household.
因为在地的根基还没立定的时候，神就有一个计划，是让我们可以被称为神的儿子，成为神家中的一部分。
So God did it.
所以神就行出来了。
He destroyed the power of sin.
他就毁灭了一切的罪恶的力量。
And began to take us to the next level.
把我们带到另外一个阶段。
I want you to know that God is came as the Lord Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly.
主耶稣来了是给我们生命，并且更加丰盛的生命。
And that's why you must live the abundant life.
所以你必须活出丰盛的生命。
You must become a partaker of that abundant life.
你必须支取了这个丰盛的生命。
Not one thing that Jesus did is a mistake.
耶稣所做的东西不是一个错误。
It is to help you come into your inheritance.
而是帮助你来到你的基业。
The Bible says in verse 4,
圣经讲到第四节,
the just requirement of the law of Moses was fulfilled in us, and the law was fulfilled.
就是讲到呢，这个律法呢，因为能够呢被完成了。
The Bible says the law of Moses was complete.
耶稣的摩西的律法呢，能够被完成的。
The law and the prophets were complete.
这个先知的律法被完成了。
And the Bible says now we can switch on to the law of the Spirit of life.
现在呢，我们可以专注于呢赐生命的律。
If you practice the law, there will be no condemnation.
如果你操练这个赐生命的律的话，将不会有罪的谴责。
If you practice this law, you can save the members of your body.
如果你操练这个生命赐生命的力呢，你可以拯救你的肉体。
Because Paul said, I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind.
保罗说呢，我发觉到我的身体有另外一个力呢，跟我呢一起在里面征战。
Making me a prisoner.
使到我变成好像一个囚禁者这
样。Of the law of sin.
就是被这个罪恶的力所囚禁。
It tells you war has already begun because they are prisoners of war.
他告诉我们的征战已经开始了，因为我们就好像被囚禁者这样。
Many believers themselves could not rise to this level.
很多信徒呢不能够来到了这个地步。
But God has set it up for the last day generation.
但是神呢已经为了这个最后的世代人定下了。
That you do not walk according to the flesh.
你不是借着肉体而活。
But according to the spirit.
你不是跟随肉体而活，乃跟随圣灵而活。
verse 4.
第四节,
so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit.
罗马书第八章第四节是立法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
But those who are of the Spirit, they set their mind on the things of the Spirit.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who are according to the flesh, set their mind on the things of the flesh.
那些随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For the mind set on the flesh is death.
体贴肉体的就是死。
But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God.
因为呢，体贴肉体的，就是以神为仇。
For it does not subject itself to the law of God.
因为不服神的律法。
And the Bible says, even if we try, it is not even able to do so.
也是不能服。
Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
那些在肉体里面呢，不能够取悦神。
Try to follow me through this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
尝试跟随我呢，跟随这主耶稣基督的福音。
Because many people don't understand. They wonder why the members of their body is fighting.
他们不明白为什么他们里面的肢体呢，好像在征战这样。
Our spirit is alive.
我们的灵是活着的。
We want to go forward.
我们要向前进。
But our body is weak.
但是我们肉体却是软弱的。
It has succumbed to sin.
它就是来服从罪。
And sin reduces our increase.
那个罪呢，使到我们不能够增加。
And we become slaves in our members of our body.
所以我们就做这个我们肉体的奴仆了。
The hand that holds a cigarette.
就是呢，就是啊，抽烟的手。
The mouth that becomes an that drinks and begin, and they become an alcoholic.
然后呢，就喝酒喝上瘾的。
The fear in their hearts and in their soul.
心中还有灵魂的惧怕。
The pride of life.
还有生命的骄傲。
Sin becomes a ruling party.
罪恶呢，就变成呢，他来统治我们。
Begin to lead us into the place of death.
开始要带领我们去朝向死亡了。
Because the law in the members of our body and the law of our mind wage war against each other.
因为我们肢体的力呢，还有我们思维的力呢，彼此的征战。
So what I want to do, I can't do. What I don't want to do is the very thing that I do.
所以我要做了，我不去做；我不要做了，我反倒去做。
But God said, "Who will?" Paul said, "Who will set me free from the body of this death?"
但是保罗说，谁能够释放我呢？从这个肢体的力呢？
The Holy Spirit will bring Christ into your life and form Christ and shape Christ and manifest Christ.
那位把基督带来进我们生命的圣灵呢，就能够做得到。
So the way we set our mind can bring us success or death.
所以我们的思维呢，专注于什么？我们体贴什么？会把我们带来成功或者是死亡。
The Bible says the mindset on the flesh is death.
圣经讲到了，那个体贴肉体的，就是死亡。
But the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace.
但是要把我们的思维或者是体贴我的圣灵的东西呢，就我们就能够得释放。
How do we enter into this dimension?
我们怎样进入这个层面呢？
What are the things that we need to do?
其中一件事情我们要做的。
It says to us in verse 9.
就是在第九节。
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体的，来属圣灵的。
If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
如果圣灵住在你里面。
But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Let me take you to the cross.
让我把你带到十字架去。
When he died, you died.
当他死的时候，你也跟他一起死。
When he rose again, you rose again.
当他复活的时候，你跟他一起复活。
Because we were in Christ.
因为我们乃是在基督里面。
And when we are in Christ,
如果我们在基督里面呢,
it means whatever happened to Christ will happen to us.
发生在基督身上的，也会发生在我们身上。
Has happened to us.
已经发生在我们身上。
The Bible says we are not only healed, we were healed.
我们不单是得医治，我们已经得医治。
You're not just I am healed, but you were healed in the past.
你在过去世，我已经得医治了。
Because when he died, you died.
因为当他死的时候，你跟他一起死。
When he rose again, you rose again.
当他复活的时候，你跟他一起复活。
When he ascended to the heavens, your spirit is all connected to him.
当他升到天上去的时候，你的灵乃是跟他联系在一起的。
If you are born again,
当你重生的时候,
your spirit is recreated,
你的灵呢被重新创造,
and your spirit bears the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
你的灵呢是带着主耶稣基督的样式跟形象。
Because after his resurrection,
因为他复活之后呢,
The Bible says before he ascended to heaven, he breathed on them so that they can have the Spirit in their hearts and the Holy Spirit can come 10 days later.
当耶稣就吹一口气在他们身上的时候，到圣灵在十天之后呢，可以降临到他们身上。
I believe if we understand this, we will participate in the final outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
如果我们明白这一点呢，我们就能够成为圣灵最后倾倒的参与者。
Which he promised, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh.
这神所应许，我要倾倒我的灵在环境血气的身上。
So our spirit,
所以我们的灵
is recreated in the likeness and image of God.
乃是又因为神的形象而重新被创造。
It looks exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看起来好像主耶稣基督这样。
The Bible says when you at this moment, we must consider the love of God.
这时候呢，我们要考量到神的爱。
How deeply He loved us.
他爱我们几深刻。
But He not only loved us, but He worked within us so that Christ can be formed.
他在我们里面动工，使得基督可以被形成在我们里面。
Let me quickly take you to 1 John.
那么打开了约翰一书。
1 John chapter 3,
约翰一书的第三章,
verse 1 to 3.
第一到第三节,
see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得成为神的儿女。
And so we are.
我们也正是他的儿女。
For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
Beloved, now we are children of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊,
but it has not yet appeared what we will be.
将来如何还未显明。
So we are born again, we have Christ within our hearts.
所以我们重生之后, 我们基督在我们心中。
We are called children of God.
我们被称为神的儿女。
And such we are.
我们就是这样的。
But the Bible says, for this reason, the world do not know us because it does not know him.
但是世界不认识我们, 因为不认识神。
But we know him, he is our father.
但是我们认识神, 因为他是我们的天父。
And we are children.
我们是他的儿女。
But it has not yet appeared what we will be in the future.
但是将来如何还未显明给我们看。
But one thing we are sure.
但是一件事情我们知道了。
When Jesus appears,
当主显现的时候,
you will be able to see him as you see yourself.
我们必要像他。
He is coming back for his bride.
耶稣会再一次回来。
The Bible says, it has not yet appeared what we will be, but we will be like him.
这里讲到主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必见到他的真体。
Everything that God is doing within your life,
一切神在你生命所做的,
is to make you look like the Son,
乃是使到你变得好像主耶稣,
talk like the Son of God,
讲话像主耶稣这样,
minister like the Son of God,
你服侍好像主耶稣这样服侍,
do exactly what he did.
你所做的跟也是跟随主耶稣的样式。
So we will be like him.
所以我们要
Because we will see him just as he is.
因为呢，我们必得见他的真体。
That means when Jesus comes in the clouds.
因为当耶稣从云端再一次回来的时候呢，
at his second coming,
在他第二次来降临，
the Bible is clear that all eyes will see him.
圣经很清楚地讲到了，每一个人都要看见他。
But when you look at yourself,
但是当你看你自己的时候，
he looks like us.
我们看起来好像他这样。
He talks like us.
他讲话的样子也像我们所讲的。
Because we talk like him.
因为我们讲话方式跟他一样。
So the life of God of Christ begin to manifest more and more until we become just like Christ himself.
所以基督的生命呢，不断在我们里面彰显，使到我们活出来的样式，就好像基督这样。
When God looked at us,
当神看着我们的时候，
he sees the Son.
他看见他的儿子在我们里面。
He will respond to you like he will respond to the Lord Jesus.
他会对我们回应，好像他对主耶稣回应这样。
This is what is called the love of God.
这就是讲到神的爱。
Everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
I want to encourage you this morning.
所以今天我要鼓励你们大家。
To serve the law of the Spirit of life.
就是要服侍这位 赐生命的力的圣灵，
partner with the Holy Spirit,
跟圣灵的一起同工，
pray in the Holy Spirit,
在灵里面祷告，
not just tongues,
不单是用方言，
in English,
还是用英文，
in whatever language you are most competent in,
用你呢所用的，
begin to speak and begin to declare this truth in your own life,
开始呢宣告呢这个真理在你的生命。
And when Jesus comes inside us,
当耶稣临到我们的生命，
we are born again,
我们就重生了。
We belong to him. Verse 9, let's read it again. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
第九节呢，我们乃不是在灵里面，乃是。
If the Holy Spirit dwells within you,
如果呢，神住在你里面，
If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So Christ must be formed on the inside. Every aspect of your mind must be changing, set on the things of the Spirit. Let me tell you a secret. If you watch the Holy Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit more and more, you become like the Son of God. This is our privilege. That we not only belong to Him, but the Holy Spirit dwells within us. When John heard the angel say, "Come up higher, I'll show you what is about to happen." In Revelation chapter 4, he said, immediately I was in the Spirit. Straight away I was in the Spirit. Can you imagine how powerful it is? That if you live by the law of the Spirit of life, you can rise to the occasion the moment your name is summoned. Immediately I was caught out.
马上呢,
that's what happened to the male child that was birthed by the woman.
这就是呢,
in Revelation chapter 12.
在启示录的第十二章,
the young man was caught up to the throne.
那个, 少年呢,
to God's throne and his throne. He was born to be king.
他出生呢,
but more than that, he was born as king. When he came to this earth, he came as a king. The world did not receive him. But
he
is coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And
we are part of that process that will take place. So when we are in the Spirit, it's because we are the Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. And when He dwells within us, He takes us to where He is capable of reaching. He connects you to the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6,
在哥林多前书的第六章,
Corinthians chapter 6, and let's read in verse 14.
那么第五呢,第十四节,
now God has not raised the Lord, if now God has not only raised the Lord but will also raise us up through His power.
并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活了。Do
you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？
Shall I then take away the member of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be.
我可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？断乎不可。
Or do you not know the one who joins himself to a prostitute in one body?
岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗？
For the Bible says the two shall become one flesh.
因为主说二人要成为一体。
But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him.
但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。
So we can connect our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们可以跟主耶稣基督的生命呢联系在一起。
The Spirit of God is within us.
主的灵在我们里面。
So that the Holy Spirit can take us to the next level.
It's
to be seated with Jesus in the heavenly places.
跟耶稣一起坐在天上的右手，天上的宝座。
So that in the flesh you're still here.
所以虽然肉体我们还在地上,
but because of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, you can be in the Spirit immediately.
但是因为圣灵在我们里面呢，我们可以马上的活在灵里。
It is this dimension that the Lord says the Father seeks those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
这是这个层面，天父说他要寻找那些用心灵诚实敬拜他的人。
A new day is beginning for the church and for our lives.
我们生命新的日子已经开始了。
But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit, so we are connected with Him in the heavenly places.
But
we are here on the earth in person.
但是在地上呢，我们还是主肉体的人。In person,
we are here in Moa.
在个人方面呢，我们在地上，在麻坡。
And in the nations where you come from.
我们来到我们。
But in the spirit, you can go to the next level. That level is without devils. Because the enemy has been cut off from that zone. It's devil-free zone. Every sin that a man commits is outside his body, but the immoral man sins against his own body.
人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外。
In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 and 20,
在哥林多前书的, 第19节,
or do you not know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗?
Whom you receive from God.
这圣灵是你从神而来,
therefore you are not on your own. You have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
因为你们是重价买来的,
every seed that is given, every seed that can be found on planet Earth, has life inside,
里面呢, 都会有生命,
has potential inside,
里面有一个潜能,
it can develop exactly as the replica of the tree.
可以发展呢, 成为好像树这样, 最后,
all of life is in the seed.
一切的生命都在种子里面,
every seed requires a different body,
每个种子都需要不同的身体,
a body of its own. So that's why when you have a seed, you have a seed coat, seed body. Unless the seed body decays and become part of the ground,
所以你好像是属种子，你的身体好像属种子这样，你都能够成长的。
The plant will not survive.
除非呢，你的这种子死掉了，这样的话呢，你就不能够成长。
The Bible says we are joined to Him, we are one spirit.
所以讲到我们乃是跟他联合成为一体的。
But when He lives within us,
但是如果他活在我们里面,
we are in the Spirit.
我们是在灵里, 活在灵里。
Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章,
God has a way of speaking to us,
神有他跟我们讲话的方式,
so that our spirit can be clear,
使我们灵很清楚地知道,
and the Holy Spirit bear witness with our spirit,
所以当圣灵跟我们的灵一起的做见证,
that we are children of God and we ought to live in the next level.
我们是神的儿女, 我们应该活到更高的阶层。
Let's look in verse 9 again.
那么再一次看罗马书第八章第九节,
if the Holy Spirit dwells within you,
如果神的灵住在你们心里,
the word dwell means to manifest fully within our hearts and have freedom to do what needs to be done.
住在的意思呢,就是能够自由地在我们里面彰显,
so the Holy Spirit can lead you,
圣灵可以带领你,
can guide you,
可以指导你,
can change your life,
可以改变你的生命,
and all these qualities can begin to break forth within you.
一切的数字呢, 可以在我们里面呢,
verse 10 and verse 10 and 11,
第十跟第十一节,
if Christ is in you,
基督若在你们心里,
though your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
身体就因罪而死, 心灵却因义而活。
God wants us to know,
神要我们知道,
Christ is in you,
基督在我们里面,
He will dwell richly within you,
祂会丰盛地住在我们里面,
because that's the work of the Holy Spirit,
因为这就是圣灵的工作,
to form the Christ,
要形成基督,
but also to anoint Him,
然后呢, 来恩膏膏抹我们,
anoint Christ within us so that we can function effectively for the kingdom.
膏抹我们里面的基督, 使到我们可以在真的国度里面呢,有效力地在操作运行。
In verse 10, if Christ is in you, though your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
第十节, 基督若在你们心里, 身体就因罪而死, 心灵却因义而活。
God is showing us when the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
当圣灵住在我们里面,
it's because Christ is being shaped and formed. John the Baptist was given a sign.
这个施洗约翰呢，给了，只给他一个征兆。
Keep baptizing, keep baptizing, keep baptizing until you see the Holy Spirit descend on a man. That's the man.
你要不断施洗，直到你看见呢，圣灵降临在那个人身上，就是那个人的。That's
the Lamb of God.
那个就是神的羔羊。Who
takes away the sins of the world.
他除掉世上的罪恶。
I believe.
所以我相信呢,
that God wants us to rise up,
神要我们兴起来,
and enter into the things He has planned for us.
进入了神为我们所计划的。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us,
圣灵住在我们里面,
and bring us into the dimension of the Spirit.
把我们带到一个属灵的层面。
If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, not the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him.
任何人没有基督的灵呢, 他就不属基督了。
We have the Spirit of Christ.
我们有基督的灵。
Our spirit has been recreated from sin image to the image of likeness of Jesus Himself.
我们的灵呢, 被重新创造呢, 从罪的性情呢, 变成有基督的性情。
We must be clear that the Holy Spirit has been sent also
圣灵被差遣而来,
In verse 11, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give you mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells within you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Because if you understand this chapter, you will unlock your life.
如果你明白了这个章节呢， 你会打开你的生命,
you won't be up and down as a Christian.
你不会上上下下成为一个基督徒,
you won't be frustrated.
你不会的溃散,
I say you won't be confused.
我说你也不会的困想,
you won't be deceived.
你也不会受骗,
because the Holy Spirit will guide you along the way.
会呢在路上,
he is the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of truth.
他是真理的灵,
against the spirit of error.
他对抗呢,
he is the Spirit of holiness against all sin and laws of sin.
他是圣洁的灵,
but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to our mortal bodies.
叫基督从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，他也必使你们必死的身体 又活过来。
Our bodies will not be mortal if it's already in the grave.
我们的 身体呢，如果在坟墓里面呢，它就要朽坏了。
But through the Spirit of Life, we can receive life.
但是借着赐生命的灵呢，我们可以领受生命。
So the Holy Spirit,
所以圣灵,
wants your mind set on Him.
要你的思维呢专注于他。
So every morning, every day,
所以每一天, 每一个早晨,
get back into the presence of God,
要回到神的同在,
and realign yourself.
重新调整你自己。
Because for 8 hours you sleep,
因为你睡了八个小时,
a lot of things have happened in your physical body,
很多东西呢, 在你的身体里面发生,
and your spirit is receiving dreams and revelation,
但是你的灵呢, 来领受异象还有异梦,
your body is receiving rest and wholeness,
你的身体的领受呢, 这个康复跟休息,
that your emotions are brought down,
现在你的情绪降低下来,
your mind is sharper, your spirit is sharper,
你的灵呢, 变得更加敏锐,
so every morning this process is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以每一天早晨呢, 这是圣灵在工作,
that if you so call on Him to lead you and guide you, you become more and more like the Son of God.
如果你呼叫圣灵呢, 要求他呢, 引导你的话,
verse 12 and 13, very important verse. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh, but to live according to the flesh.
弟兄们这样看来,
we are not under obligation. We are not underneath anything. We
are
seated with Him in the heavenly places. So then we are under no obligation to live according to the flesh. The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who died for me, who set me free, who loved me to the end. And so this happens.
所以这件事情发生呢,
we set our mind on the things of the Spirit.
我们要顺从呢,
verse 13 tells you, you have life under the control of your own hands.
你有,
for if you are living according to the flesh, you must die.
你们若顺从肉体活着,
there are many ways people die.
很多方式人们会死,
some die of old age. Some die because God takes them before trouble comes into their life.
有些人呢, 当问题还没来到的时候, 神就把他们, 拿去了,
some have fulfilled their assignment. Others die because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
有些死呢,
and the enemy set them up and they were not sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
敌人呢, 他们陷入这个网络,
and people die because of the carelessness of medical science.
有些死呢, 是因为呢,
there's so many reasons.
很多的原因,
but it's better not to ask the reasons,
这,
but to let that person go to be in Christ.
但是我们要释放他们呢, 跟,
because he wants us to trust Him. If God is going to take anybody from planet Earth,
如果神要使任何人离开这世上,
He's been taken in God's justice.
那是借了神的公义呢，先借他回家。
So God has seen the future and saw that it's a place where some people are going to make mistakes and fall, and fall away, so God saved them before time.
所以神在他们还没有犯错跌倒的时候呢，神就把他们接回天家。
Sometimes we're living a very careless life.
有时候我们活出一个舒服的生命。
We can put other people's life in danger.
知道别人的生命呢也受到危险。
And death comes earlier than later.
所以死亡呢就比较快临到了。
That's what God said to Cain. Cain, make sure that you do not rise up and kill your brother. You are your brother's keeper.
所以把神呢跟该隐说呢，该隐啊，你要守卫你的兄弟兄。
But because he did not listen,
但是该隐却不听话,
sin mastered over him,
然后罪恶就控制着他,
and used him to kill his brother. The first time death came into the garden.
利用他呢，杀掉他自己的弟弟的第一次呢, 啊, 这个罪呢,
so if you're living according to the flesh, you must die.
所以你要借着肉体而活,
but if you live by the Spirit, if you by the Spirit are putting to death the deeds of your body, you will live.
若靠着圣灵致死,
we want to live. I said we want to live. We need the Holy Spirit to give life back to our mortal body. The Holy Spirit wants to redeem our life. Redeem every aspect. Renew our mind. Change our lifestyle. Convict us of sin. So that we be in the straight and narrow. And God said, if you are putting to death the deeds of the body, if you yourself are rising up in the power of the Holy Ghost to put down your body of sin, then you will live. In verse 14, he says, all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So we are sons of God. The Holy Spirit is leading us for that reason, because we are sons. You have not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again. But you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry, Abba, Father. See how what manner of love the Father has loved us. He has loved us to the end. He who have this hope in Him purify Himself. Because when you see Jesus, you'll see Him as He is, and He will see you as you are. Completely changed. That's why the Holy Spirit has been sent. He wants you and I. This is what we want often. We want Him to touch our body. To put an end to death. So that He starts giving you life. We want Him to touch our mind. Renew our thoughts. We want Him to touch our will so that we are aligned to His will. We want Him to touch our hearts. So that affection and passion and worship will come forth. We need the Holy Spirit to touch our emotions. The Bible says, receive a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. But you and I have received the spirit of adoption. So we got to cry according to the Spirit, then we got to cry with a sense of adoption. Fear is an emotion. Fear is a spirit. Fear is the beginning of darkness. And intimidation. Fear must not frighten us. We must frighten fear. We must allow doubt to self-destruct. We need our faith to rise. We want Him to testify to our spirit that we are children of God. In verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. So the Holy Spirit is opening up ways for you and I. So that we come into the fullness of the law of the Spirit of life. And be in the Spirit. Because if we live in the Spirit, we live above sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. I pray this will be the beginning of great days for your life. Because it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Romans chapter 8 is an amazing chapter. Because the whole creation is groaning. In verse 23 of Romans 8, we ourselves, having the first fruit of the Spirit, even groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
23节, 就是我们有圣灵出借果子的, 也是自己心里叹息, 等候得着儿子的名分。
The early church experienced it as the first fruits.
早期教会呢, 他们还是像是个出借的果子,
the last day church, the fullness of harvest.
末后的教会会经历到呢, 这个丰收,
let the wheat and the tares grow together until the time of harvest.
这个麦子跟麦子一起成长, 直到丰收收割的时候,
harvest the negative and leave the positive.
丰收呢, 使到这些负面的, 离开这个正面,
God is going to bring back everything, restore everything
神要恢复一切,
that you have lost
你所失去的,
and give to you all that you could have gained.
给你一切, 你以前所失去的,
so this morning, there's an open heaven
有一个敞开的天堂,
for you to live righteously,
直到你可以活着一个公义的生命,
to receive the power to make wealth,
领受呢, 创造财富的力量,
receive character,
一个领受,
to keep honorable relationships,
能够活出呢,
to fear nothing,
什么都不怕,
but only God,
只有惧怕神,
so that wisdom can flow into our lives. God is giving us the grace to govern and power to prevail. When we come back next week, we're going to talk about how we can become a portal of obedience,
我们要讲到了我们将成为呢,
establish relationships towards covenant and destiny, and receive the power to defeat mammon by flowing with the life of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we call upon you this morning,
圣灵啊,
that our spirit will be clear and bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
我们的灵呢, 很清楚地知道呢, 我们是神的儿女。
Lord, we thank you right now,
神啊,
that the law of the Spirit of life set us free from the law of sin and death.
是生命的力呢,
a new day has begun.
新的日子已经开始了。
We thank you that we come into life and life abundance.
我们感谢你们要进入这个丰盛的生命。
The word of God will begin to assure us the pathway we must go.
这段话也确保我们进入了这个我们所走向的道路。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit's power upon our life, and bring us into all that you have planned. In Jesus' name, that when we return, we come back with the understanding that we are in the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit dwells within us in every aspect of our body, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we are joined to the Lord in the Spirit, and we were seated with him in the heavenly places,
在天上跟他坐在一起,
far above
高过一切,
all principalities and powers.
一切自证的掌权的, 属灵的,
we thank you for giving us a privilege not only to be saved, healed, and delivered, and set free from hell, but we have a place in heaven.
给我们这个一个荣幸, 不但让我们得释放, 得拯救, 我们在天上有一个地位,
not just migrating to heaven,
不是移民到天上,
and walking around in the clouds,
或者是在云端走来走去,
more than that,
而超过这一切,
that we might continue to become more and more like Christ,
让我们继续地变得更像耶稣,
so that when he sees us and we see him at the second coming,
让我们再一次地在他第二次来临的时候, 看见他的时候,
we look like him,
我们看起来就像他,
we talk like him,
讲话方式也像他,
we manifest like him,
彰显也像他,
it's true, he is the one living in our corporate body. The church will receive the fullness of the Spirit, because the Spirit of God is given to you until the end of age.
教会呢,
and I believe that the Spirit of God is beginning to increase capacity in your heart, so that a new day can begin. Bless you this morning. Let all your needs be met. Those that are sick be healed. Those who are oppressed be set free. Those who are hungry, let them find more and more rest in you.
那些渴慕的, 让他们在里面找到安息,
open up the door
打开伞门,
for relationships to be formed with the Holy Spirit.
要跟圣灵建立,
and when He is here,
当他在这里的时候,
you'll judge the world because of sin.
他要审判世界,
the sin that we don't believe in Christ.
他们不相信基督,
everything outside of Christ is sin. But everything in Christ will be established. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.